broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I've been really saddened by it and concerned about it.
I keep falling in.
Unfortunately, we could have learned a lot more from Abdullah Muttalib.
February is Black History Month, so we've always been trying to get something going on.
Perhaps they'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun.
Things are bad.
Famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show all night that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, where we take you through the looking glass, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, and we illuminate the news, the issues, and perhaps even the way you feel about them in a whole different way. And we welcome you back to our show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for live streaming audio, live streaming video right now, as a matter of fact, of our show. We're going to get on Patrick Ho here in just a minute, but first I want to tell you a little, give you a little background, because what Patrick is going to be talking about, he's going to be commenting on this story that has been, you know, in the news for quite some time, ever since the tragedy of these deaths in Arizona came to light. This New Age motivational speaker who led this sweat lodge ceremony in Arizona last year in which three people perished appeared in an Arizona courtroom in handcuffs and waist chains on Thursday to face charges of three counts of manslaughter. His attorney said that he would plead not guilty. James A. Ray, age 52, president of James Ray International, a multi-million dollar company in Carlsbad, California that promises followers a path to harmonic wealth in all areas of your life, was brought into Yavapai County Superior Court in Camp Verde wearing orange prison garb. He sat impassively as his attorney, Luis Lee, told Judge Warren Darrow about the intended plea and asked the judge to reconsider the $5 million bail set for his client, which he has been unable to post. All right, that's the background, a little bit of it. I wanted to give you a taste here. This is a clip from the wildly popular The Secret. I don't know, this, I guess, is a film. And you guys know about this thing, The Secret, right? This is some philosophy that was popularized by this man, or popularized by him and others. Here is James, Ray James Arthur. I guess. James A. Arthur is how it's put in the news story. This says Ray James Arthur, The Secret clip.
Let's use this metaphor. If you think about Aladdin and his lamp, you've probably heard of that one. I mean, Aladdin picks up the lamp and he dusts it off, and out pops the genie. And the genie always says one thing.
Your wish is my command.
You know, the universe is this great genie, and your conscious mind is Aladdin. It formulates the intention of what you choose for your life. Whatever you put out there consistently and you think, feel, and act upon, it's coming to you.
All right, let me get on Patrick Ho. Patrick, you heard that, correct?
I did, Phil, and that it's a tragic situation.
That is the James Arthur Ray. And, Patrick, I know you're not with Mr. Ray's company, this company that's called James Ray International. You are actually representing a different group of people. You're not really, in fact, a motivational company. You're more of a philosophic association?
Yes, the higher thought, indeed, is a religious philosophical association. We have some 1,500 people around the United States. Our founder is Robert Thorkall. We refer to him as the beginning.
Is this, I got to ask you this question. You're not a cult, are you?
No, we're not a cult. He is our founder. Or as we call the beginning. And our philosophy is one of a physical, mental, and spiritual a holistic connection. There's a lot of meditation involved in our philosophy and study. But we do, I believe, in connecting ourselves to the world.
Do you have any of these large, whatever this was, this large ceremony, a sweat ceremony? Do you ever do these things?
There are different ways, I think, of purging the human body, and there are these are used by dietitians and diet doctors and some holistic healers. We have purgings that may include up to 20, 50, maybe 100 people. But we have been fortunate in that we've been able to control the information that comes from our organization. If we had reading what happened here to Mr. Ray is very tragic because the information that is flowing from his organization is obviously not very well controlled.
Not very well controlled. I mean, first of all, this Camp Verde, which is 20 miles from the rustic retreat outside Sedona where the fatal sweat lodge ceremony was held. This is where they're having the trial. These victims, Kirby Brown, 38, of New York, James Shore of Milwaukee, Liz Newman of Prior Lake, Minnesota, were overcome in a two-hour spiritual warrior ceremony in which hot rocks were placed inside a tent so the 55 participants could sweat out whatever was ailing their souls, right?
Well, whatever's ailing their souls, I think that's a rather romanticized. When you're physically sweating, you're sweating impure toxins from the physical body. You're sweating out nicotines. You're sweating out fats. You're sweating out impurities from the physical body. You're not purging the soul. But because things are holistic, you do find that when the body is working more in harmony, and the body is better balanced, your thinking is clearer, and that enhances one's ability to contact what we consider the beginning or the under, which is the higher consciousness. If I wanted to comment, Phil, on one thing.
Go ahead.
What you read to me there tells me that an awful lot of information was available to the press about this organization. And that's an unfortunate thing. They had three people die in one of their purgings one of their purification ceremonies. Three people died. This was known by the media. Where the camp was located, this was known by the media. The actual process and procedure and ritual known by the media. The name of the president and founder of the organization known by the media, and indeed the man has been arrested and has been put on trial. That shows me a lack of responsibility, a lack of care when communicating with the under. And to use an old phrase, it blows my mind. They let this go public. It's a tragedy that it got out. And under those circumstances, would we ever allow our leader to be jailed or the beginning to be jailed? What he's doing is, I think it was very badly handled.
What was badly handled? I mean, three people died.
Absolutely, three people died. That needs to be said. James Ray is in jail tonight, $5 million bail. And the reputation of his company is in tatters. How did he wind up in jail? Why was there not someone in the organization who could, if they needed him to, who could step into the breach and answer these charges on behalf of the organization or the company and allow Mr. Ray to continue to strategize and to write and to keep the organization from falling apart? When your leader is incarcerated by the civil or the under authority, it takes away credibility.
Well, you've used a couple of terms. Can I ask you, what do you mean the under? What is that?
Well, the under is the under is the world outside. The under is the world outside yourself. It's the world outside your organization. It's the world outside your clan. It's the world outside. And the under media, what we call the under media, that is the media of the world outside. The beginning is our founder, or who we call our perfect one. Generally, it's a man. We don't believe that women are constitutionally put together or have the necessities to lead a conflictive group. Now, I'm not saying that women can't lead groups, but women are not very good at leading large groups where a lot of conflict will take place. And I know that there will be a lot of people saying, had a woman been leading this organization, Mr. Ray would not be in jail. There wouldn't be anyone in jail, but I beg to differ. I think they needed someone. There have been a lot of people saying a woman should have been leading this, and I don't agree.
We're talking here with Patrick Ko. Mr. Ko is with the Higher Thought and Deed, a philosophic religious organization with some 2,000 members across the country. So the mistake that was made by James Ray was that he allowed himself to be arrested?
At that point, I don't think he had a choice. The organization should have protected him. The organization should have protected the founder, the leader, the perfect one. The organization should have protected the reputation of the organization. The organization should have protected certainly the sanctity and sacredness of the writings, the original texts and tablets that got into the hands of the police. This is corrupting and it is sacrilegious. And the organization should have protected the integrity of the worship centers, the spiritual centers, in this case the sweat lodge and so forth. The tragedy here that James Ray stands in front of television cameras, it reminds one, I suppose, of what happened to Jesus when he was brought before the Pharisees and told to stand and be humiliated. When I saw him today, we will never let that happen to our leader, Mr. Thorkell. There are a great many of us that will never let that happen.
All right, Patrick Ho with us, you say that he reminded you of Jesus.
James, well, I'm not making the comparison.
I wanted to clarify that.
He reminded me of Jesus in that he stood there in front of the under authority, the civil authority, the Pharisee authority, and had to listen to their carping and bleating and whining.
But three people died here, Mr. Coe, and
absolutely,
and we cannot forget that. And when you say they're whining and they're carping, I would say to you that they are whining and carping about something very serious.
I agree. There's a tragedy here that the under or the number one, James Ray, could go to prison for a long time, and that his organization could be damaged.
And that three people are dead.
Yes, most assuredly and most importantly.
All right, Patrick Coe joining us here as we talk about James Ray, or is it Ray James? I don't know. The man who led the James Ray International organization that sponsored this sweat lodge in which three people died last year. He is now facing a judge. He's being held at $5 million worth of bail, and he has not been able to post it. The sweat lodge deaths, James Arthur Ray. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Talking here with Patrick Coe of got to get the name of your organization here, Patrick, right? It's the Higher Thought and Deed. And you're not like James Ray International, which is a multi-million dollar, it's kind of a motivational company, right?
Well, I'm not 100% familiar with Mr. Ray's company. I know that it is not a religious, per se, organization, and neither is ours. Ours is more a theosophical, ours is more of a theological organization, Phil. And we have certain rituals, but then Mr. Ray has certain rituals as well. When you invite people to partake of a system, and unknowing to you, and something you could not prevent, they die or are seriously injured. This is part of perhaps the process, and perhaps it isn't a part of the process. The focus of the under journalism, journalistic effort will be that you failed somehow in protecting. That is the wrong focus. The death of people is simply the passing through. The death of the beginning, that is the death of the group. And so as we try to protect the founder, and that is who we protect, our founder, Robert Thorkell, becomes an important part of our work.
All right, I want to interrupt you.
If I could just finish this one thought.
Go ahead.
And so when three people die in a sweat lodge, and a founder goes to jail and is given a $5 million bail that he cannot possibly make, and the organization is thus corrupted, and that is compromised, are the deaths of those three people what we are thinking about today, or is it the death, the spiritual and possibly physical death of the beginning, founder, and the ultimate perfect one?
Is that why you're saying when I talk to you, Patrick, and I say, yes, it's bad about Mr. Ray, yes, it's bad about, and you agree with me, you always seem to bring up the three people that died, actually three people that died, as an afterthought.
No, I don't think it's an afterthought at all. I don't think.
Well, but whenever we talk about this, whenever I say to you, well, you know, this is the situation, and Mr. Ray is now in jail, and this is where it happened, and yes, there's three people that are dead. That seems to be an afterthought for you.
No, not at all. It's not an afterthought. It's the most important thing. It's what's on my mind at all times that people die. Our organization and Robert Thorkall, he will not go to jail. We will protect him. And we will protect him so that the organization, the Philosophic Association, can continue. And if that means that I am myself jailed, I'm happy to do that. The death of three people, Phil?
Are you asking me?
How many people died?
Three.
That's a tragic event, and it is the most important thing.
Well, if you don't mind me interrupting you, sir.
I had one more point that I wanted to make. It is the most important thing that that there is, that these people died. Why did this go public, that the people died? And more importantly, when will they raise the $5 million bail for Mr. Ray? If three, forgive me.
All right, hold on. Three people, why can't you remember how many people died?
I remember that three people died. I was thinking of the bail money. You said it was $4 or $5 million?
No, you didn't know how many people died. It was $5 million for Mr. Ray, and it is, and as far as the people that died, there's three of them.
$3 million.
$5 million for Mr. Ray.
$5 million for Mr. Ray, and three people who are dead.
Yes.
I didn't forget that. I forgot the extent of you wanting me to remember that three people are dead is important. It's the most important.
And well, sir, if it's the most important thing, how come you're having a hard time remembering it? You don't seem to be remembering it. And I'm wondering why that is.
I have a hard time remembering it because I'm more concerned with the under, of which you're a part, making out like what we do in our organization is wrong. Mr. Ray is in jail. I would never want to have our perfect one put in jail.
What is the perfect one, by the way?
Put in jail. Excuse me?
What is the perfect one?
Our founder, Mr. Thorkall. I would never allow him to be put in jail. And so something went wrong, is what I'm trying to tell you. Three people are dead, or two people are dead, or a dozen are dead, or 100, or 1,000. But the one has been jailed, which means the entity has been jailed. And that's bad.
All right, we're talking here with... All right, that's bad. So let me ask you this. We're talking here with Peter Koh, our number 877-876-PHIL. Do you want to see this man, Ray, put in prison? I mean, put in prison for the rest of his life because of the deaths of these three people?
You have to ask yourself, why is he in prison? What did he do that was so bad? I don't know what James Ray did that was so bad. Am I to judge him?
Well, he was overseeing a ceremony of some kind in which three people died. Some people will testify, and there may be evidence to the fact that this man was directly the cause of their deaths.
Am I to judge that? You can say that, but if I could post the $5 million bail and allow James Ray to fly free tomorrow, which would be worse, to allow him to fly free or to believe that he is guilty of capital murder? Which is better to believe?
The truth.
Well, both are the truth. Both are the truth.
Sir, I'm not interested in a philosophical discussion, Mr. Koh. I'm asking you a question.
No, I'm answering a question. Both are the truth. The truth of him flying free, the truth of him being accused of a capital murder that I have yet to see the proof of. And so, would you rather see him burned down or fly free? Does he fly or burn? Does he live or does he smolder?
Right.
Does he live in the essence of the spirit or does he sit and smoke as something that was on fire and has been doused with water? Many would rather see James Ray sit and sizzle or smoke or burn. Am I that one? Do I do that? Would you? Not me. No way.
Not you what?
What? Not, I don't want to see him. I don't know. But I wouldn't want to see him cook or burn.
Or smoke.
Or smoke. He would have already burned were he smoking.
All right, well, thanks very much.
What, that?
Yeah, I know, I don't know.
Phil Henry. That's the biggest idiot that I ever heard.
He's an idiot, all right. Pete Townsend and his halftime act next. Thanks a lot there, Patrick, for nothing, man. The other.
Then I have the under.
No, the under. That's it. The under and the perfect one and the beginning and the founder and the, oh, God. And the secret. There's a hot one for you. You know what the secret is? If you think positively, cool stuff happens. That's a, you didn't know that, bud?
No, I didn't know about that.
There's the secret. Do you know the secret? Are you guys for real? I'm telling you, this is a, if my mind thought in that, which I don't think in that direction. And believe me, when I tell you, I wish it did. I wish my mind thought in the direction of what is the one thing that I can come up with in terms of a book or a thought or a speech or a record that is going to con the most people in the shortest amount of time and make me the most money? I'm always thinking like an artist, you know, that's been my downfall. How can I make really something special on the radio? You know, all I wonder what I really ought to be doing here is figuring out what the next secret is. Here's the next secret. Stay out of jail. That's my big secret there. Stay out of jail and all things are possible there, James. 877-876-PHIL. Parents of students at Litchfield Elementary School in Arizona got a letter from the principal on January the 26th saying their children are lazy or stupid if they can't handle classroom math assignments. Sounds true enough, doesn't it? I'm kidding, of course. And if they can, they're among the mediocre few. Just kidding, said Principal Ron Stare to parents later, who were obviously not amused. Superintendent Julianne Lean of the Litchfield School District, just west of Phoenix, wasn't smiling either. She apologized to parents, telling them Star's been transferred to the district office while higher-ups decide how to discipline him. Maybe spank him, beat him up. Throw him out of a moving car. He will not be returning to the school. The math we do is really easy, Stir wrote in the letter that went to parents on January the 6th. The math we do is really easy. If your child is either too lazy or too stupid to finish it in class, I'm sending it home so that you can work with them and judge for yourself whether it's laziness or idiocy that inhibits your child's progress. Stir also made snarky references to children with peanut allergies and a student supposedly mourning a puppy hit by a garbage truck. We ask that no one wear anything resembling puppy fur or that is red and flat, he wrote. I know what you're thinking. There are people listening to me right now saying, oh, my God, of course he should be fur. What an idiot. What an idiot. Well, hold on. Stir tells the paper, wrote his remarks in a tongue-in-cheek email intended to amuse one particular teacher after they had to deal with a difficult person she and I dealt with before who believed and espoused those views, he tells the paper. Clearly they were over the top and we felt that they were rather extreme, he adds. His comments got out. Now here we go. And this is really what we're talking about here. Not because the guy was stupid or insensitive, because, quite frankly, gallows humor or black humor biting sarcastic humor or biting satirical humor, that's what helps us get through the day. That's what helps us get through our jobs. And there isn't a person listening to me right now that doesn't engage in it, so forget it. Priests, nuns, you name it, they all engage in dark humor. What happened was a second grade teacher at the school printed the email and sent copies home with her students. He later called every parent individually to apologize and take responsibility for the letter. The principal tells the Associated Press the letter doesn't represent his views towards children. He actually detests such views. It doesn't matter, Jack. The purpose of the letter was to mock those views and point out how ludicrous they are. I've always loved the kids, and I believe they know it. For anyone to assume that I have those kinds of views is uninformed. Doesn't make any difference. Uninformed? We may be uninformed, but here's the problem, man. You gotta, if you're sending an inter-office memo, and let this be a lesson to everybody, inter-office memos nowadays, forget it. Everything you put on your computer at work, forget it. Every email you send, forget it. Every little note you write to yourself, forget it. Every little porn site, forget it. You are up for grabs, man.
Well, what about if I just go to Facebook to update my status?
But I'm going to know about it, okay? If you're using one of my computers, I'll know about it.
Yeah, but ain't that... it's private to him.
No, it ain't, man. Not on my computer, it ain't private to him. Not on a company computer, it ain't.
What if I go and I update my status at a Facebook?
Didn't I just answer that question?
Yeah, I'll just answer that question.
All right, here's another one. If I go to Facebook...
I answered the question already about your status. What do you mean your status? What does that mean?
Because I'm going to write it out. It says, Bud Dickman is now belching. Or, you know...
Yeah, that's great, man. The fact is, if you're doing it on company time, on the company's money, they're going to know what the hell is going on. You can't do this crap anymore. And some stupid bastard who's a principal of a school... However, I will say this. The guy wrote this to another teacher, and he said, ha, 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 isn't this funny? Well, apparently it wasn't just to another teacher. Somehow it got copied to other teachers. And a second grade teacher, and I'm going to assume that this second grade teacher didn't read this thing. She simply just printed it off because she saw that it came from the principal, and she sent it out. Now, who's really the idiot here? Well, to be perfectly honest with you, this Jack Ball, who's the principal, not because he wrote it, but because he wrote it and it got to the wrong people. If you want to write something like that, man, why don't you get a blog under an assumed name, change your name to, I don't care, Freddie Mertz, change your name to, I got it, Ed Schultz, and start a blog and talk about how stupid kids are, and nobody's going to know it's you, the principal of the school, Mr. whatever the hell his name is, oh yeah, Ron Sturr, S-T-E-R-R, a real jackass. Jordan tells the paper, this is Beth Jordan, the president of the school's parent-teacher student association, tells the Republic that parents have a right to be angry. However, she adds, Sturr was a great leader of a high-performing school. Jordan tells the paper she knows Sturr personally and professionally. It wasn't to mock the kids, she said. There was no malice involved. I would hate to see us run someone out of the profession because of one mistake. And that's a good point. That's a very good point. And the most important thing, really, is did the kids find out about it? And did the kids understand? And you know, one thing about kids love honesty. And they really, really like, kids love a dark sense of humor. They love it. I'm here to tell you, kids love it when you are honest with them and that the humor is honest. As long as they know where it's coming from. As long as they know that it's coming from an honest view of the world. You know, kids like it when you joke about things that they don't ordinarily hear because they live in a candy cane world. They live in a world of teachers and parents and people. Everything is just, how are we doing today? Oh, don't you look nice in your little, thank you. And they don't know until you say something like, tell you what, why don't we just run that kid over with this truck? And they'll laugh. So I don't think this teacher's got a problem with a kid. He's got a problem with somebody's, parents who have got a problem with him for a variety of reasons or with the school district or whatever the hell, and they want to just, you know, they want to shake things up, man, so they can have things their way, and so they're going to rip him a new ass. Anyway, that's what I think. This guy is done, and talk about snarky, man, there's all kinds of, you want to see the crap that we write to each other around here. In fact, if you could see a record of some of the chats we've had, if you could see a record of some of the emails we sent each other, if you could see the racism and the misogyny...
What's that?
I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. It's nothing but... 877-876-PHIL. Brittany Murphy died from pneumonia, but anemia and prescription drugs also played a role, according to a coroner official Thursday. The primary cause of death was community-acquired pneumonia. With contributing factors of iron deficiency, anemia, and multiple drug intoxication. Now, before everybody jump up and down and says, you know, look, there's another movie star with a drug thing. These were prescription drugs. We don't know if these drugs were taken the way they were intended to be taken or taken the way they weren't intended to be taken. if they were taken the way they were intended to be taken, and she died a contributing factor, multiple drug intoxication, then there's a doctor someplace who needs to go to a prison cell. I don't understand what the secret is around here with this stuff, man, you know? I saw this guy, this, what's his name, that Indian guy?
Gupta.
No, not Gupta, that other guy, that Deepak Chopra. This guy was on TV again. And again, he said, well, you know, I know the, I'd like to see one of these days the LAPD just rush some guys, I mean, just go right into some professional building and drag every guy with a stethoscope around his neck out of the building and throw him in a radio car, and let's see what they got to say. Sweat those guys down for an hour, and I'll bet you you'll give up, they'll give up everybody in this town, man, when it comes to this kind of stuff. Murphy's husband, Simon Monjack, and her mother, Sharon Murphy, told investigators the actress had been experiencing flu-like symptoms in the days before she died. Monjack told the Associated Press last month his wife did take several prescriptions, including an anti-seizure drug, but she did not abuse the medicines. He said she'd been taking over-the-counter Robitussin for her recent sickness. She died on December the 20th at the age of 32 after collapsing at her Hollywood Hills home. Her mother and husband have said the actress didn't abuse prescription medications. She did not have an eating disorder. She was sick. She had anemia. And she had a lot of drugs in her system that were prescription drugs. Now, I just got out of the hospital for pneumonia. I'm not 32. I'm 57. I'm a pretty big guy, and I've been in pretty good health my entire life. I haven't had a cold or bronchitis or anything prior to going to the hospital for 3 years. And I'm telling you, like I've told you guys, this pneumonia kicked my ass, brother, right around the block for drill. This is, you don't screw with this thing. I always thought the pneumonia was something like, well, it's a real bad cold. Let me tell you, it's more than that. It takes you months, man. I'm like out of the hospital now. What the hell is the date today? I go to the hospital on the 9th. And I'm almost a month, and it's still difficult for me to take a freaking walk down the street. And I did it again today. I went down the street. I went down to the beach. I came back, and I thought I was going to croak. So I don't know. To have pneumonia and then to be taking these prescription drugs that may or may not have anything to do with them, the pneumonia, maybe they did. Maybe they were anti-flu drugs of some kind. Maybe they had to do with other problems that Ms. Murphy had. But to load the system down that way when you have pneumonia, I could well imagine that weakening the system to the point where it just collapses. Because as I said to you, I mean, even today, you know, I can take a deep breath. I'm still kind of, I was gasping for air today.
You're gagging on it, huh?
What is that supposed to mean? Is this an appropriate time for humor? Gagging on it. And by looking over at you, bud, guess what I saw?
What?
I saw that jackass prime minister of Haiti talking about how it's all, you know, how he's got everything under control. They ought to throw you in a jail cell, Jack. All right, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. The stories we couldn't get to coming up.
Phil Henry. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You know, like I said, I don't know if they broke the law. Yeah, okay, it was against the law in Haiti for this, that, and something else. They're trying to get the kids out of there, and I guess they did it wrong, and okay. But you cats in Haiti, man, you and that country of yours, if anybody ought to be in a cage, every guy that sits there with that white open-collar shirt, that Guayabera, and your spectacles and your jive-ass, I'm the president and prime minister. You know, you guys, let's go ahead. Let's answer the question. What are you doing with all of this money, all of the aid that has been purchased with the monies of people around the world? We had a thing here in the States, $61 million, this guy Clooney and the rest of his friends they raised. Okay, great. I'm glad you guys donated. And we still got the question, how does this money get anywhere? Now, I see where my good, close, personal friend, I've never met him, Anderson Cooper, is adopting a Haitian boy. Now, Cooper has left the country of Haiti. He was doing 2 solid weeks down there of reporting on what I don't know. No problem. There's all kinds of news channels. But CNN, which did such a fantastic job with the Iranian Revolution back in June, they did a superb job. Better, I mean, they smoked Fox. And Fox knew it. They knew it. They were outgunned when it came to international reporting. CNN is the big boy on the block when it comes to that. Boom, man. Now they got an opportunity here with Haiti. I've never seen anybody butcher something so badly in my life. They had that stumble bum, that Cooper, who's supposed to be some Mr. International reporter. He's standing there like a dumbass. He's asking the questions that you and I are asking 3 days after we ask him. He's not taking the government to task for anything until about 5 days down there. And he finally goes over and talks to the tourism minister or something. And really didn't do any reporting at all. Just stood there and whined and cried about how they need this, that, not getting the story that, well, we're giving them all of this stuff. How come it ain't getting to them? Now, on top of everything else, what he's decided to do is adopt a Haitian baby. He did that. The news of that, I should say, got out today. Where is he? In the United States. And you want to know why? I think it's because he didn't want the Haitian government getting upset with him with anything he was saying on the air, lest they tell him to pound sand with his adoption plans. You know, these people, man, they're fine. Everything's just, you know, groovy there, Anderson. But at what point do you stop being a reporter and you become a celebrity, you know, and you're just standing there mouthing crap with a bunch of people behind you? I don't know what they're doing, man, sleeping in boxes and every now and again opening up a crate and looking in and seeing like Frisbees and beach balls. World famous Phil Henry Show here. Time now for the stories that we couldn't get to on the program here this evening. Kanye throws a fit after being seated in business class. Of course. Notoriously moody rapper Kanye West threw a fit at Los Angeles International Airport on Monday on his way back to New York from the Grammys. The incident occurred after he and his assistants were seated in business class instead of first. He wanted to be bumped up, a witness told the New York Post. West and his aides were eventually moved to the better seats. A representative for the rapper, who garnered widespread condemnation over his onstage outburst at last year's MTV Video Music Awards as Taylor Swift accepted her prize, didn't respond to requests for comment. Maybe they paid for first class and they got bumped down to business class. I wouldn't blame the guy for being pissed off, but it is Kanye West, so we don't care, man. In Slovenia, a Slovenian man who saved his 3 dogs from being put down for attacking humans was himself mauled to death by them on Wednesday. 3 dogs bit their 52-year-old owner to death in Ljubljana yesterday, according to police spokeswoman Maja Adlesic. Now, 4 years ago, the 3 bull mastiffs attacked and seriously injured a passerby outside their owner's house. They spent years in custody pending legal hearings, but when one of them attacked a dog handler, authorities ordered them to be put down. Their owner, a doctor, succeeded last June in his legal appeals to get the dogs back, sparking a national controversy there in good old Slovenia. After his death, an opposition party said the agriculture minister should resign for failing to stop the dogs being released. So here this cat gets these dogs out, and then the dogs attacked the man in his garden on Tuesday, killing him before the police arrived. All 3 dogs were put down following the attack, so all's well that ends well, not. What the hell, man?
Had a whole lot of stuff to do, and then a guy finally gets croaked.
Croaked. Talk about trying to, quote, get off. A top male model from Manhattan who has appeared in Prada ads is facing criminal charges after reportedly offering oral sex to Arkansas cops in return for letting him go following an arrest for public drunkenness and disorderly conduct. Nick Snyder was busted on Monday morning after causing a disturbance at a friend's house near Little Rock. When cops approached Snyder, he told them he is a very famous model, according to police records obtained by The Smoking Gun. As he was taken to jail, cops said Snyder kept trying to get me to stop the car and let him go, according to one of the officers that the website is reporting on here. That's when cops said Snyder offered the officer oral sex in return for his release. The officer declined, according to the report. I'm sure he put down, I accepted his offer, and...
Would he put that in there?
No, we ain't gonna put that in. Yeah, that's right. I accepted his offer for oral sex. I don't think so. Snyder, who also has a home in Orlando, Florida, then allegedly repeated the oral sex offer after arriving at the local lockup, where he also harassed the booking jailer with similar sexual comments. Snyder pled not, well, by then he's just drunk and being a jackball. Snyder pled not guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts. He's currently free on a $780 bond. What about trying to bribe an officer? Is that? No, never mind. Last month, Snyder was in Paris for the Yves Saint Laurent fashion show and is slated to appear at New York's Fashion Week later this month. In Crestview, Florida, 51-year-old Crestview woman who had been warned about calling 911 for non-emergency reasons was arrested January 26 for the fourth call to 911 in 90 minutes. She was calling to report that her husband had taken her cell phone and would not return it, according to the arrest report. This is just some broad that wants to get arrested. This is just somebody wanting to be a pain in the ass. When an Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office deputy went to their home after the third call, he attempted to call the number for the phone that had been reported as stolen, and guess what? He heard it ringing in the room, he wrote in his report. At that time, deputies told her not to call again about the phone. After she called again, she was arrested for abusing the 911 system. When she was searched prior to being placed in the patrol car, the police located in her jacket the phone. That's just somebody who wants to go to jail. And finally, a child bullfighter, Gordon Kelly, Cali, Columbia, 12-year-old bullfighter, is out of danger after being gored twice by a bull searching during a match at the Plaza de Toros in Cali, Columbia. And the kid's okay, man. And his father tried to intercede, and his father got his ass kicked, too. But, dad and son are fine. Phil Henry Show, produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Ralph Rodriguez.
Phil Henry.